Welcome to the Living Parables Podcast, where we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the sanctifying work of God's holy word. I am Nate, your host. To all listeners tuning in, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate all of you, and now let us begin. Well, I'd like to welcome you back to a brand new episode on the Living Parables Podcast. I am very grateful that you are joining me today, and the title of this episode is clearly stated, State of the Podcast. It has been since December that we put anything out, and for very good reason. And I want to address some of those things, and I want to talk to you about the future state of this podcast. So, since the first of the year, there have been many obstacles in my way. And before I say anything else, I just want to say God is good through all of them. The first thing that happened was I got probably the sickest I've been in a long, long time. And I was sick for pretty much a month. And all those things were great, wonderful, not. And I reached a point where I just didn't have a lot of energy. I was run down. My family stayed pretty healthy for the most part. And so there was just a lot of things back and forth that were happening and all colliding at once. School this year has been a lot more of a challenge than previous years. So there's just been a lot of things in the way. Another thing that I want to say as well as to why there's been such a long hiatus is due to the fact that men's Bible study on Tuesdays, which I've said before on the show that I have the honor and privilege of teaching, that has really taken precedence in my life, and there are people in that group that are very near and dear to my heart that are just hungry for the Word of God, and I am devoting more of that time to focus on preparing lessons that are biblically accurate and giving most of my time to that. So one of the things that I wanted to say to everybody as well is I like going through book studies due in large to the fact that there's so much rich topical subjects that pop up throughout each sections of scripture and chapters that you can really hit a lot of things in a book study. So that's one of the reasons why I've been doing book studies, and in men's study on Tuesdays, we are going through the book of Romans. We've actually reached the midway point of chapter 8. And chapter 8 is so rich and it's so deep. I almost wish that I could record that and put that out for you guys as well. But for the men's study, we went over the book of James, the book of Galatians, Colossians. So we've been through a lot of topical studies, but mostly studying the books of the Bible. And I'll just say this. One of the things that's a tremendous blessing to me is doing a study in which you are a little intimidated by. The book of Romans is a very, very challenging text for me. And it's something I want to devote a lot of time to, because once I get through that, maybe we'll do that for the podcast. So that is what we've been up to as of late with the Bible studies. And I'll tell you right now, Romans chapter 8 is such a powerful chapter, but the previous seven, especially chapter 6, have really hit me hard. And it's been a tremendous honor and blessing, but it was one that, once again, I was just really intimidated by, and it turned out to be such a wonderful blessing. So sometimes when you have to grow in life, you have to do things that are uncomfortable. And, you know, and even in Bible studies, I will admit that I don't know everything. There's things that are confusing, that are hard to study out, but you can push through them, and you can, especially with the help of the Holy Spirit, nothing truly is impossible. So that is what we've been up to as of late. Now, what about the future? What to expect? Well, I have to be honest. The truth is that the pace I was going the last 3 years has been upward, upward, upward. And we literally had an episode out every single week in the year of 2023. There was a few moments where we didn't, but for the most part, we pumped out a lot of episodes. And it really brings me back to this old saying, what's your why? In anything, what's your why? And you know I don't like buzz phrases, but it's the truth in this situation. What is my why? And a lot of times my why was pumping out episodes just to pump them out. I'm just being completely honest. And there's a fine line between academic knowledge, doing a Bible study just for doing a Bible study, rather than studying the Bible because you love God and you want to get to know Him more, and putting out episodes because you want to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those who need to hear it, who haven't heard it, and those that have been in the faith for a long time that need a boost in their faith. So I think for me personally that it just turned out to be a situation where I was just putting out episodes because I had to. And I felt like I said that I'm going to put them out every Thursday, and that's what I did. So that's where I'm at. And as far as the future goes, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to quit. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to quit. There's a lot of people that have been faithful to this ministry, if you will. And I don't want to let those people down. So my thinking is probably around May, we'll start putting episodes back out. And it'll be a situation where it won't be every week, but it'll be maybe once every 2 weeks. It just depends how things go. I'll keep you updated as I go about it, but I need to pray on things. I haven't prayed about the podcast as of late. There's been other things that have been on my mind. And I'm not saying that the people that listen to this don't matter. But there have been other priorities in my life that I had to take care of first. First and foremost, my family. Second, my church family. Because I have such a high responsibility. And I told you guys before that by the grace of God, about a year and a half ago, I was named a deacon at church. And I take that very serious. And so the people that I am serving are going to be people that I'm going to spend eternity with, God willing. And, you know, this is This is an outlet for people to the truth, and it's up to people whether they want to listen to it or not. But people that I don't know personally, you know, I don't know who listens. I don't know much about all that. But here's what I do know, that regardless of if I ever meet you in person or not, which I probably doubt, or if I ever talk to you on email or whatever the case may be, that one day we will be in heaven together. That's the most important thing. So there are things that I've been dealing with. There's been things that I've been focusing on. And before we conclude this episode, I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me that was a true God thing. And in the moment, I didn't see it that way. But I'm gonna tell you what happened. So it started the first 2 weeks of January. And the first 2 weeks of January started out pretty well. And I had someone from church reach out to me and ask me if I would be willing to come over to their house and help put up a bathroom fan. Why did they ask me to do that? Because almost 2 years ago, I offered to do that. Lost a little bit of contact and met up recently at a men's get together. And we talked about doing it. And then on a Saturday morning, he asked me if I'd be willing to come over and help him with that. So I thought, you know what? What would Jesus do? I'll be over in 30 minutes. Of course, in everything in life, nothing is ever easy. So I had to climb up into the attic, which was very difficult because you have to walk on, the beams. If you don't, you know, you're going to be stepping on pure drywall. So anyway, fast forward, I'm up there for 45 minutes and we get to the stopping point. We finish the job. Everything is good. And I am taking my victory lap, walking back up in the ceiling with my hands full, which is not a smart decision. And I lost my footing and I slipped and I fell through the ceiling onto this person's bedroom floor. Now, as shocking as that is, and trust me, that woke me up. I found myself in a state of like checking myself over. Did I break anything? Did I hit anything? What happened? And for those that are maybe a little bit concerned, I was okay. As a matter of fact, when we get a little bit deeper in the story, it's actually going to be a lot more eye-opening. But when I fell, I hit and I popped right back up and I looked up and I just could not believe what I saw. It was a gigantic hole and I was mortified. I was completely mortified. And I was in a state of shock and I was just trying to help someone out. And what did I do? Break their house. And so I wasn't freaking out, but I got a little emotional because I didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings or make his wife or himself upset. And I was just beside myself to the point where all I wanted to do was just help. That's all I wanted to do. And wouldn't you know it, with my luck, I'd fall through the ceiling. So that is, in a nutshell, what happened. But the story doesn't end there. So after this happened, there was a few days that passed, and I'm like, I'm wondering if I'm going to hurt or not, and I didn't. But I did end up seeing a picture of where I fell through, and this next part is nothing short of a miracle. So where I fell through, you have to understand the layout. So where the entrance into the bedroom is, immediately to the left, there is a about a 3 foot tall drawer there. And then as soon as you walk in, immediately right in front of you, about 3 feet, is about a 5 to 6 foot tall dresser drawer. And they're within about 3 feet of proximity between each other. So with that, I had fallen directly in between both of those dresser drawers. I'm not saying this is miraculous, but I was stunned by where I fell. And the guy's house that I fell in through, first off, I'm going to say, if he ever listens to this, I cannot thank you enough for your grace and your patience and your kindness that you showed. But I'm going to say something here. When he called me, he said, I'm just blown away, because he had a friend that came over. He was just kind of like a do-it-all guy. He's a handyman guy. And he just said, I cannot believe that he did not get seriously injured. And of course, you know, me having 4 kids, it really changes the game up. And I was nothing but thankful to God the whole time. The tip of my ring finger on my right hand was swollen up pretty bad, and it got a lot better. It's still a little bit stiff, but that's all I walked away from, and it could have been so much worse. So I am just so incredibly grateful to God that He kept me safe through the whole time. It could have been such a major thing. And, you know, one of the things that was truly remarkable is that God's hedge of protection. I'm not saying that I have some secret formula of holiness and righteousness, because that's not true. My faith is the same as anybody else's faith. But it was not His will for me to get seriously injured that day, and it could have very well been. And the thing I have to, and this is where faith really kicks in. Even if I was seriously injured, would I still be praising God for it? I would like to think that the answer would be yes, because there was a time shortly after that where I was freaking out because I had got some insulation in my mouth, and thank God it was the kind that's not fibrous. And those of you that have worked with that before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I say all this to say this. That happened right before I got sick, like literally a week before. Then I got sick for a month, and I was down for the count. We had snow days that was crazy. We had weather that was Arctic type of weather. I mean, It was a wild, wild January. And now that we're kind of back to a good place, that's why I make this episode right now, is to say that I have not forgotten you guys. I am still committed to bringing you the truth. I'm not going to pump out episodes just to pump them out. I want this to be a platform where God is exalted, His word is exalted. And you guys see him rather than me. That's the goal. Nate is irrelevant to all of this. To God alone be all the glory. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to live by. I don't want accolades. I don't want anything at all. It was awesome that we were a top 10 podcast, a Christian podcast, a year ago. That was wonderful. But God still gets the glory. He gives us all gifts, talents, and abilities. By the way, if I make a podcast episode and no one listens to it, well, it's a one-handed clap for myself. And none of this would be possible without listeners and you spreading the message and sharing this with other people. And it's not my message. Everything we do is about Jesus Christ, except for this little story I just told you about me falling through the ceiling. Now it's, you know, now it's a running joke with people at church. It's like, hey, if you want to come over and help me, you can't go up my attic. Ha ha ha. You know, so everybody has a good laugh. But the good news is that I can laugh about it now. That God has used it for good. And here's the thing, nothing's changed. So what is the state of the podcast? Well, right now I'm doing a lot more prep work so that I don't have to force myself to do it within a week. Because Tuesdays I have men's study, Wednesdays I have Wednesday nights. So some of the kids have other things going on, so it gets to be a challenge. And I don't want to make this something that I have to do. It's something that I enjoy doing. So hold on tight for a few more months. At least until we get out of school. This year has been a difficult one. And we'll be back, God willing. But stay strong out there. Keep fighting the good fight. Any exhortations I have right now is just keep standing firm. And use the podcast as a resource. That's what it's there. That's there for a reason. As a resource for you to go back and listen. And I've lost some of these studies, which is highly frustrating for me. I lost some of these studies and I don't know where they went. So I had to go read back and listen to my old notes and write them back down. That's awesome, doing the work twice. But it's a resource for you to help you in your Christian walk. Whether you are a baby Christian, you know, a little more mature Christian, or a very mature Christian, it's literally for everyone. So with all that being said, I appreciate you all. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate the love that you show. I appreciate your dedication to the truth and to God's word. And the last thing I'm going to say is just keep fighting. Keep fighting. And remember, we're not in a battle of flesh and blood. We are in a deep, dark, spiritual warfare with unseen forces in dark, high, powerful places. Do not take the fight lightly. Progress in your sanctification. Walk closer with the Lord. And God willing, we'll be back soon. The final exhortation is to get in your Bible. If you're not in the Word, get in the Word. If you're in the Word, stay in the Word. It is so easy to drift. It's so easy to fall away. And one thing that I'll just take with me right now to tell you guys, anybody can fall. Anybody can fall. So if anybody can fall, that means you need to keep yourself in the love of God. You need to keep yourself in the faith. Keep yourself as close to Jesus Christ as possible. With that being said, I pray that the Lord blesses and keeps you and gives you peace. And remember that everything is in Christ, with Christ, and for Christ. And until next time, God bless you all.